Roland Martin.
You probably say, come on, give me a break. Move on, guys.
Weekday mornings at 9, 8 Central. Start your day with TV1's News One Now, the only daily news show that looks at issues from our perspective. And today, Roland talks to a retired general about how you can rescue these kidnapped girls in Nigeria. From Washington, D.C., Roland, good morning.
Yes, sir. Tom Simple and Jay be chatting with Kip Ward, of course, the first brother over the Africa Command, or first commander overall. So we look forward to having a conversation with him about that. It's on Friday, the NAACP board met. And they chose their new president and CEO. Of course, Ben Jealous resigned late last year after 5 years in the seat. And they went to New Jersey and chose Cornell Williams Brooks. And he joins us this morning. This is his first broadcast interview since he was chosen. Cornell, first of all, welcome to the show and congratulations.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you so much. It's a great pleasure to be on the program.
You are walking into a position that very few have held. It is, of course, one of the top civil rights positions in the country. What is your first priority once you assume the helm, beginning with the convention in July? What is your top priority?
Well, the top priority would be to listen and engage a membership, which reaches hundreds of thousands of members, but certainly an audience and a coalition of inclusion that stretches across the country. As you well know, the NAACP has over 2,300 chapters, many members, and it is critically important in a profoundly democratic and grassroots organization to engage the membership. But I'd love to note, if I might, that as a graduate of both Yale Law School and Head Start, as well as a historically black college, Jackson State University, and the alma mater of Boston, of Martin Luther King, Boston University School of Theology, I'm an heir, a beneficiary, a son, if you will, of the NAACP, and I owe it a tremendous debt of gratitude. So that's the spirit with which I walk into the office.
I'm proud of you. Jackson State represent. But sir, what do you say to people who say that the NAACP isn't relevant in 2000?
Well, when we think about a great nation that is a profoundly imperfect union, the NAACP is critically important in terms of the perfecting of this union. And so the point being is, if you look across the last 105 years, at every critical point, at every critical juncture, the NAACP has been there, opening the doors of opportunity, opening wide, if you will, the avenues of opportunity for not only African Americans, but Americans of every hue and every heritage from every corner of this country. And to question the relevance of the NAACP is to question the relevance of democracy, the relevance of inclusion, the relevance of equality and opportunity. The issue is not whether or not the NAACP is irrelevant. The question is the degree to which America pays attention, pays heed to, and listens to the very relevant, critical, and important agenda of the NAACP.
One issue you have to face is going to be that as a financial. We've seen 7% of the workforce at the NAACP laid off due to a financial issue. What is your plan to get the organization on firm financial footing and not be in a position where you have these ebbs and flows? Are you looking at a significant endowment, reaching out to prominent African Americans to, let's say, raise $25, $50, $100 million to protect the future financially of the NAACP?
One of the things that's important to note is the NAACP has a number of hard assets, the first of which is a credibility, legitimacy, and reputation of long-standing, over 105 years. That's a hard asset. Number two, we have some of the best, most thoughtful, brilliant minds in the country who are committed to the work of the NAACP. Number three, I believe that there are millions of Americans, millions of people of goodwill, and certainly many institutions who are vested and committed to the work of the NAACP. And so it really would be a matter of going beyond a mere development plan to to tap into the resources we have in this country, certainly to build an endowment, certainly to build significant reserves, and certainly to build, most importantly, a bold, strong, aggressive civil rights agenda that speaks to the 21st century challenges our country faces.
When you speak about a bold civil rights agenda, economics is one of the critical issues. We just saw last year $23 billion provided to small business loans backed by the SBA. Only 1.7% went to African American businesses, some $385 million. I have not heard lots of focus on that. Do you see that economic empowerment, economic equality, economic parity is the most fundamental issue facing African Americans moving forward?
Well, Let me say this both as a matter of biography and aspiration. Having spent time at the Federal Communications Commission focusing on the challenges facing small, minority, and women-owned businesses, having labored for many years as a civil rights litigator, having seen in the streets of Newark and across the country in my work as a civil rights lawyer the twin challenges of disinvestment in African-American communities and underinvestment in African-American communities alongside a rising tide of income inequality. The NAACP should and continue to focus relentlessly on economic investment. Small businesses are a key pillar in that house, if you will, of democracy and economics.
Last question, real quick. Why should somebody who is under 30 invest their time, energy, and resources in the NAACP?
Why should a person? Well, yes. when we look at the some of the icons, if you will, of the civil rights movement, both John Lewis and Chairman Emeritus Julian Bond, they began their careers as very young men and young people in the civil rights movement. The 21st civil rights challenges facing this country can only be met by the youngest, most aggressive, most visionary people in this country. Those are the very people I intend to reach out to alongside those who are older, their elders, who are vested in those young people and those challenges.
All right. Cornell Williams-Brooks, new president and CEO of the NAACP, will assume the helm in July at their national convention. Thanks for joining us at the Tom Joyner Morning Show.
Good
Thank
luck.
You.
Good luck, sir.
Thank you.
And full disclosure, she's a friend of mine. What's going to happen to Lorraine Miller?
Remember, she was president on an interim basis.
I know. That's why I'm asking what's going to happen to my friend.
She going to chill in retirement.
Roland's commentary brought to you by TV One.